This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To London, the U-turn by the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and her Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Kwarteng. All of London watching this U-turn because these are the early days of a new premiership. The Tories remain powerfully in charge of the parliament. However, we are told from the Telegraph reporting that it was a late night meeting between the Chancellor and the Prime Minister that led to the decision to axe the 45p rate for the best and most remunerative individual in the UK. It does not seem like a profound change, but for now, it stopped the bleeding, if that's the correct metaphor. Stopped the panic, stopped the screaming of these last days, and also stopped the pound from plunging. Brett, you are Break the Glass Aarons, and you go to London and things fall apart. The U-turn right now does not look to be profoundly convincing. What are the doubts being brought forward about this tax policy? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. Great to be here. And I'm sort of feeling a little bit like, wasn't there a character in one of Evelyn Waugh's novels, a journalist who, wherever he went, turbulence followed. Every time I come here, there's trouble. Yes, it was a very interesting day, and I find it very particularly fascinating how the media has reacted to this U-turn. And I think that I'm wondering if the shoe hasn't dropped. What happened is Kwasi Kwarteng, who is the finance minister, the chancellor of the exchequer, and Liz Truss abandoned a plan to cut the top rate of taxation. They had announced a mini budget about 10 days ago, and one policy in that was the plan to cut the top rate of tax. And people said, this is not the time to cut the top rate of tax. And actually, there were quite a lot of conservatives who were threatening to vote against it. And it looked, I mean, there was serious talk that even though they have a majority of 71, it looked like Liz Truss and Kwasi might not be able to pass this bill. So they've abandoned this particular cut, and everyone's sort of relieved. But here's the problem. First of all, that cut was a minuscule part, a very small part, of the huge unfunded tax cuts that Kwasi Kwarteng announced 10 days ago. He announced about £45 billion, call it roughly $50 billion, in unfunded tax cuts. Of that £45 billion, the top rate, the cut in the top rate, was only going to account for a couple of billion. I mean, we're talking about 4 or 5% of the package. So in other words, the big increase in UK debt that Kwasi Kwarteng announced Friday a week ago, and which caused market, panic, near crash, whatever you want to call it, that's still on the table. They've only taken away the one small part of it that was politically most unpalatable. So this may be big news good news for conservative members of parliament in marginal seats or in, you know, constituencies where, you know, where they're very competitive with Labour and they're not safe at the next election. This may help them. But I don't understand why anyone thinks that this is a palliative or a help in regards of the market situation. What's also quite interesting to me is that the astonishing weakness of this new regime has been exposed quite radically. Yesterday, on Sunday, in Britain, as in America, you know, political leaders do the rounds of the Sunday talk shows and they get grilled and all the rest of it. And Liz Truss went on the program with the political editor of the BBC, Laura Kusenberg, excuse me. And Laura Kusenberg asked her, are you committed absolutely to sticking to your plan to cut the top rate of tax from 45% to 40%? And Liz Truss said, no equivocation. She said, yes. She said, absolutely. And she repeated the point. She is absolutely committed to this policy. And then within 12 hours, she abandons it. We found that it was announced without any discussion with most of the cabinet. Most of the cabinet did not even know about some of this stuff. And what is fascinating to me is the media. Most journalists are not numerate. Most journalists, even economics journalists, don't really understand numbers. So a lot of journalists are basically running around saying, oh, this is a big story, they've done a U-turn. What I find very interesting is that essentially 96% of the unfunded tax cuts are still going ahead without anyone checking the books, any examination of what this is going to mean, I'm not saying that they're necessarily unsupportable. What I'm saying is that the cause of the panic 10 days ago is still in place. We have to remember the only reason the market's calmed down is because the Bank of England waded into the market and basically essentially propped up the pound by, well, they were buying long-dated treasury bonds, gilts, British government bonds. So in essence, right now, the pound and British government bonds are being supported by an ongoing support prop-up program by the Bank of England, which is going to end on October 14. Meanwhile, Kwasi Kwarteng seems to has not changed his mind about waiting many weeks before we get more details on how they're going to pay for this big tax cut, where the money's going to come from, whether they're going to cut spending, are they going to be able to borrow it, are the markets going to let them borrow it, what's that going to do to interest rates. All of the questions that were launched Friday are still on the table. And I would have to say, they probably, if I were trading gilts, or if I were at the IMF or whatever, I would be more concerned than I was 10 days ago, because it sounds like they've abandoned this one small unpopular policy at midnight on a Sunday, within less than 12 hours of Liz Truss saying absolutely it will not be abandoned. I try to be civil on air. Let me just say, I have not yet seen, in all the footage I've seen and all the information I've got of Liz Truss's political career over the last 10 years, and I know quite a lot of people in influential positions in Britain, I have not yet seen or heard of a single instance that gives me confidence that she is up to the job of prime minister. I could say it more unkindly than that, but I will just stick with saying I have yet to see a single piece of evidence. And in fact, there was a very funny exchange on Twitter today that I passed on to a friend in politics here. Someone described watching Liz Truss being interviewed by Laura Kuzenberg and said, you could almost see her mind buffering. I mean, there's a sort of long pause after she's asked a question where she sort of, struggles to understand. And I got to tell you, watching her being interviewed reminds me very much of watching Sarah Palin being interviewed by Katie Couric. It's painful. You're sort of crossing your fingers and hoping that they're going to get through this. So I don't see why there is any more confidence now than there was a few days ago. If anything, people might ought to be more worried because the unfunded tax cuts are now much more likely to pass. And the British government has been exposed as being much weaker than it was a few days ago.
And that's the damage, Brett. Quite aside from the money part, it's the confidence in leadership that means that this test will not be the last. We have
absolutely.
We have less than a minute. So what we have now is a prime minister who has ascended after another prime minister was broken. The Tories are capable of breaking this prime minister as well. If they can break Johnson, can they break Truss? We have 30 seconds.
Well, the question is, I don't think that they have the time. I have debates with friends. I know friends very active in politics, conservative politics, who think that Liz Truss could conceivably be ousted before the next election. I don't see it. The next election is about 2 years away, most. I think the conservatives would look like absolute idiots. They're stuck with Liz Truss, and they have to hope that these people get it together.
And the markets right now have shown, both on that side of the Atlantic, on this side of the Atlantic, stabilization. But I remind everyone, last week, Brett from London reminded us that something breaks when you have this kind of turmoil. In 2008, it was Lehman's. What will it be this time? It's a guessing game. Brett Ahrens of Market Watch. He's Break the Glass Brett. He's in London observing the turmoil. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.